Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
I'll just start out by saying it was a good win. It took all 90 guys to win this game. We had 90 Chicago Bears out there, and we played four quarters. I was really excited about that, and it turned into be the type of games, the game that we're going to have throughout the year, these 58-plus-2 games. You know, it's going to take all 60 minutes to win them, and it's good for our football team and good for the guys. It was very encouraging from that standpoint. We got a lot of good tape to look at. There's a lot of corrections to be made. There was certainly error in our game throughout. I thought the effort was very good, but the tape will help us teach. To me, the red flag tonight was the yellow flags. There were too many penalties. We got to really work hard at assessing why those penalties occurred and make it more of an emphasis over the next week in practice. We got 3 days of practice, 1 day of walkthrough, so we need to do that. I thought the tackling early on was good. On special teams and with our first group, we had some good, solid, clean tackling and some clean tackling in the perimeter. We didn't fit everything up, but overall we saw some encouraging things in that regard. Offensively, I thought our line did a good job. I think we only had one sack. It all starts there with protection, letting the quarterbacks throw the football. Our first group was encouraged by we overcame two penalties in the second drive, to my recollection, to go on first score. I thought that was a good thing. And I thought all the quarterbacks at some point in time had some adversity along the way, and they were able to come back and make it a positive night in some fashion. Yeah, that's, I thought there, again, the tape will tell more. I was looking at how we were setting the edge. Did we have the opportunity to make some tackles, some clean tackling, some good fits? And I saw a little bit of that. How much? I'll let you know after I look at the tape. That was really my focus today. It wasn't as much in the passing game. It was good to see the turnover early. You know, Ryan got the turnover, which gave us an opportunity early on to score. We didn't make any other thing of it. But so that's where I am with in terms of Foles. Like I said, the tackling was something that I was focusing on. It was good on the back end that we were able to get a pass rush and get a turnover early. Yeah, you know, I think it's a good question, but it's a hard one to answer. We had a lot of catches tonight. A lot of guys showed up. You know, the numbers kind of run together when you got your head down calling the next play, quite honestly, and I don't get to see some of that because as soon as it happens or just before, I'm moving on to the next play on my card. But certainly the quarterbacks moved the ball around, backs, tight ends, receivers, and I don't know what the final stats were. It seemed like we moved the ball around to all our receivers, and some of the guys that are competing for the positions on this team certainly had opportunities to catch the ball. You know, I'm excited about what they did tonight. There's reasons why things happen the way they do, but Jordan overcame, you know, the interception, and I'm not pinpointing the interception on him. I haven't seen the tape to know. You know, I know he took a pretty darn good hit immediately as he released the ball, but I like the way he brought the team back. He came back and moved the football team, and the same thing with Jimmy. I thought he moved the football team as well. He was poised for a guy who's been here so little time. I think we saw something there as well, so that competition will continue.